The question today is, what can God do for sinners in the narrow way? And we understand that. This is the third part, by the way, of this particular question. We've said day before yesterday that first of all, we need to know what a sinner is, and a sinner's one who's reached the knowledge of accountability and is not yet saved. Theologically, God never refers to a sinner as a saved man as a sinner. We sometimes talk about a saved man being a sinner, saved by grace, but God refers to those who've been saved as a saint because they've had the sanctifying work of the Spirit completed in their life. But the sinner's one who's not yet been saved. And so before he reaches the knowledge of accountability, he's saved. But when he reaches the knowledge, God begins working in his life and shows him some things and brings him to the place that he might really be saved, the narrow gate. So who is a sinner? One who's reached the knowledge of accountability, but he's not yet saved. We ask the word, what can God do? God can do all things. We know that. And you would say that. But see, all sinners, God in the narrow way is not, and God doesn't deal with each one in the same degree. But he works according to God's plan and his purpose, if you please. And all are made, in other words, and you realize something, it's not for us to ask why God does such and such, but he does work in sinners' life. Now, what is the narrow way? That's the narrow way that leads to the straight gate that Jesus talked about in Matthew 7:14, where he talks about straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. He's talking about finding the narrow way. There's few that even find the narrow way that leads to life. And life's at the straight gate, not in heaven. And so, therefore, he does something for sinners in the narrow way to help them to understand. Now, men who are not saved, even those in the broad way, we said that all men are taught. We give you those lessons about that. He gave all men light. He gave all men grace. He gave conscience inside to show that God is real. He gave a creation outside to show that God is. And in God's goodness is upon all men, holding back the wrath on every sinner, giving them a space of repentance. And if God, if one steps in light that God is, he'll turn to the narrow way and begin to seek the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I pray that the Lord will help you to realize something, that God can do something for sinners in the narrow way. It's not what I say. It's what the Word of God says. And so we begin to list some things of yesterday and day before a little bit. But he can awaken. He does awaken. In fact, he awakens every man who's ever saved. You've got to be awakened because you're dead in trespasses and sin. And that may be the point that you would turn to the narrow way, if you please. But on that narrow way, he'll help that sinner to get honest about his condition, his old depraved condition, his need, and the deliverer. He loves him. In fact, he loves the lost man, so would he love the man on the narrow way even any less than he would the man on the broad way? Well, no. But you see, and by the way, you don't have to be the one in out in deep, deep, deep sin, as we would classify that, to be on the broad way. You're just what you are, deceived. Hearts deceitful and desperately wicked, Jeremiah 17:9 said. And you can be blinded by the God of this world, and we all are, before we're saved. But you realize something. And you be sitting in the church pew, a member of a Baptist church, and be blinded and yet not be awakened. May God help you to realize God does some things for you in the narrow way. Now, one of the things he does for you, he teaches you. Psalm 25:8 said he'll teach sinners in the narrow way. The world says God doesn't do anything for a lost man, but the world's wrong. God's Word said he teaches sinners. He works all things together for ultimate good in a person's life, even before they're saved, even on the broad way for those God foreknew were his sheep. And if you need an understanding on that, we've got messages on that. Just ask us about them or look up on the web where it's archived there on thepersuader.org. He gives understanding, and yet man says God doesn't seek after God, and no man understands God. Well, I want to tell you, you realize something. When man's awakened, he begins to seek God when he knows God is, and he'll give you a place to where you have some understanding and the good ground, all understood and enough that they might be saved. And that's all we got to worry about is enough. I don't know how much it is. And then he changes from the old natural man, fleshly man, to being not natural. Because the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 2:14, the natural man receiveth not the things things of the Spirit of God, for their foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually discerned. Therefore, he does as he teaches man and gives him understanding. The Holy Spirit gives that man in the narrow way understanding about and gives him the understanding he needs that he might come. And no longer is he natural, but he's unnatural in because of the fact he also comes to begin. And by the way, the Holy Spirit causes one to seek the Lord. Somebody said, well, Romans 3:11 says, no man seeks after God. That's true. Of those that's not awakened, but seeketh means to search out, to investigate, to crave. And Isaiah 55, verse number 6 said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. That's a command of God. Matthew 6:33, Jesus there on the Mount, we call it the Mount of Beatitudes, but there as he preached, he said in Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Folks, many people want to say he's talking to saints there. No, I know he calls them disciples, but not all of them are saved. And why would he tell you to seek the kingdom if you had the kingdom? If you're saved, you've got the kingdom within. He's telling you to seek. And I know we need to seek the Lord after we're saved as far as understanding and further knowledge of the Word of God. But he teaches sinners in the narrow way and he causes them to seek the Lord. And you'll never be saved unless you seek the Lord. I'll tell you something else he does for a sinner in the narrow way. He answers prayer, your prayer. Now, I'm not saying that he answers every prayer that you pray. The thing about it is people have used John chapter 9 where the man that was born blind, Jesus came over and healed him, and he went back into the synagogue, and they called Jesus a sinner, and he said, whether a sinner or not, I know not, but one thing I know, God doesn't hear a sinner's prayer. Well, that's what we know. We know, he said, he was a lost man. He was not yet saved. He had physical sight that he hadn't had before, and yet their tradition said God doesn't hear a sinner's prayer. Well, we know that that's not so because of Acts chapter 10. There was Cornelius that the Bible said was not yet saved, and he sent an angel, but he prayed always, and the angel told him, thy prayers have been heard. Look it up in Acts chapter 10. When Peter come over there, Cornelius said, that's what the angel told me, thy prayer has been heard. Now, I'm not saying he answers your prayer, and by the way, we have this in a message within itself. If you like it, just contact us. We'll be glad to send it to you again. It's archived on our website. I pray that you realize that many people are propping on answered prayer. They say, well, I've had this answered prayer, and God doesn't hear a sinner's prayer. It's what the Word said. Yeah, but you've got to rightly divide the Word and understand. The lost man said that about lost a bunch of Pharisees that were full of tradition. God does hear all things, and He answers those that He pleases in His will. Some says the only thing God answers has to do with salvation. That may be so, but a man who's deceived and a man who's blinded doesn't know what deals with salvation and what doesn't when he's praying. So you cannot answer a prop on an answered prayer. Don't do that, because God can do that for sinners in the narrow way, headed for the straight gate, headed for life. He can answer his prayer, and he does answer that prayer. And I think many times all that is for is to let them know God is, that God exists, so that he'll begin to seek the Lord. Something else can happen on the God can do for sinners in the narrow way and cause you to worship. Legion, if we call him Legion, I know that's the name of the demons because there was many in him, but we refer to the one who had the Legion in him. In Mark chapter 5, verse number 6, said when he saw Jesus as he got off that boat, and he saw him afar off, he ran and he worshiped him. Folks, I'll tell you, he worshiped him. And I don't understand all about that, but there was worship in his soul. There's something inside. He was seeking the Lord, something. There was enough light that he got to the feet of Jesus. And the same word for worship is the same word as in Matthew chapter 2, verse number 2. And where it talks about the wise men saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. And that's what the one we call Legion did. He came to worship the Lord. Folks, I want to tell you, he wasn't saved. He was possessed of the devil. But the Lord cast out the devils and he was saved. But a man can be caused by the Holy Spirit to worship the Lord as he is awakened and taught and has understanding and seeks the Lord on the narrow way. Lydia is another example. The Bible said in Acts chapter 16, verse number 14, as Paul wound up there at Philippi by the seashore where they were praying that day, and a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul. And she was saved. God opened her heart, and she was saved. But at the time she worshipped, she was not saved. So those on the narrow way, headed for the straight gate, looking for the straight gate, looking for the Lord, looking for life, if you please, they can be caused to worship the Lord on that narrow way. I'll tell you something else that He does for sinners on the narrow way. He produces fear. Romans chapter 3, verse number 18 speaks about the natural man. Said there's no fear of God before his eyes. But yet in still, as we analyze something, and by the way, that word fear means respect and awe. In other words, there's no reverence before a respect of an almighty God with a hatred of evil before a sinner's awakened. But now, once he's been awakened, there's fear. Worship proves it. That's respect of God. And He does that for sinners on the narrow way. I'll tell you something else He does for sinners on the narrow way. He places love within a person's heart. I'm not talking about just affection, the filial kind of love. I'm talking about the agape kind of love can be there. And people love with an agape kind of love. Not the extent of the fruit of the Spirit after one is saved. How do I know this? The Bible tells me so, as it brings out in Luke chapter 7, verse number 47, after this woman who was a sinner had come and busted the alabaster box on his feet and washed his feet with that ointment and wiped his feet with her hair. And all the Pharisees said if she knowed who she was a sinner. He wouldn't have nothing to do with her. Listen, He came to save sinners, to call sinners to repentance, the Bible said. And He wanted something to do with her. And then, of course, He gave these Pharisees a parable and whatnot. But then He said this, as He said, wherefore I say unto thee, in Luke 7:47, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, given the same loveth little. In other words, what she said there was that she, a sinner on the narrow way that was seeking the Lord, seeking forgiveness, seeking life, loved with an agape kind of love. God's got to put that there. And as I said, it's not the love to the extent of that of the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance, that's in every soul that's saved. But there is an agape love to some extent in the soul of the individual on the narrow way that's seeking life at the straight gate. So what can God do for sinners in the narrow way? Well, He awakens them that may cause them to turn to the narrow way. He helps them get honest. He loves them. He teaches them. He works all things together for ultimate good in their life. He gives them understanding enough. He changes them from the natural fleshly man to that being the unnatural. Not supernatural, but not natural to seek the Lord, and causes that one to seek the Lord. He answers the prayers of those that He so chooses in His will, and He causes them to worship like Legion and Lydia did, and He produces fear in their heart, and He places the love of God inside to a certain degree so that they might get to the Lord Jesus and have life. What can God do for a sinner in the narrow way? A whole lot more than a lot of people say. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.